Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Songwriter Connection, the podcast that delves deep into the art and heart of songwriting. Each week, we gather around the dining room table to uncover the stories behind the songs. We invite you to join us on a journey to the creative minds of the songwriters who shape the melodies of our lives. From Nashville, Tennessee, here's your host, Dave Lenihan.
Happy New Year. If you're listening on the day that it's published, it is January the 1st, 2025. Hope that you're doing okay, not too hungover this morning. I want to thank you for joining us religiously. Every Wednesday, I don't care. We've got a new podcast that comes your way so you can make a connection with someone in the songwriter artist community. And that's what we're all about. You know, at the end of this month, I think it was January 21st, 2021, when we started this journey. And it has been wild ever since. We now have, this is episode 189, and we now have, as of yesterday, 1,300,000 listeners worldwide. And that's all thanks to you and the great guests that we have for spreading the word around. Today, we've got an interesting conversation ahead of us and some good music as well. Reaching out in the socials to me was Dr. Mary Anderson. Hi, Mary, how are you? May I call you Mary?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah. And your organization is called Healing Vocals.
Correct.
And it just interests me so much. So tell us a little bit about what Healing Vocals is all about. And of course, you brought two artists today that's going to share the music today. But first, tell us about your organization and what you're all about. You do a lot of different things. Oh, by the way, I should tell you, Mary, like, it's Mary Anderson, DNP, FRP. She's got a whole alphabet after her name. You've got a lot of titles, don't you?
I do, yes.
Yeah. Doctorate and everything. Yeah.
I do. I have 10 degrees.
10 degrees?
10 degrees.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So Healing Vocals was formed out of an idea I had. I travel around doing medical missions and my family nurse practitioner. I've been a RN for 22 years.
Wow.
I've got my doctorate, my professor degree, a PhD,
wow,
doctor of nursing practice, master's degrees. I think I have like three master's degrees, three or four bachelor. I mean, it goes on and on.
Done it all, haven't you?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I have. So I do have a family that is rooted in country music here in Nashville.
Yeah.
And my dad, he's been a big influence in my life. He passed away when I was 11.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went into the medical world. And I haven't been back into the music world till about 2.5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on a medical mission over in Bosnia.
Bosnia.
And I kept coming across all these artists and people in the music world and entertainment world that gave back a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what? Why is nobody talking about that? Why is nobody telling their story?
Yeah.
So I started my podcast when I came home.
That's right. You've got a podcast too.
Yes. It's called Through the Lens with Dr. Mary Anderson. It's wow. put out by DAP, which is Digital Alliance Platforms, Peachtree Entertainment.
Wow.
Shout out to them. They've been a big influence on me and supporter.
Great.
And I had all these people coming back to me in the music business. And yeah. they would say, hey, we remember your family. We remember your dad. We remember... you know, you, what, you know, can you come to our shows? Can you manage us? Can you do a show for us? And so I jumped headfirst back into the music world. And 2 years later, here I am with Jackson Gleaves, my wonderful artist.
Hi, Jackson. And, good to have you here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's good to be here.
Mm-hmm. And?
Meeting wonderful artists such as Taylor and helping her also in the music business.
Taylor Harris is here with us too.
Mm-hmm. Howdy.
Yeah, and a great voice, great singer.
Thank you.
Yep. So healing vocals actually stemmed from all of that. And I love the name because I love putting together music and medicine and just showing the good side of the entertainment world.
Yeah. So that's kind of what my podcast has been about, us, you know, sharing my passions, which was radio and interviewing especially, and music and songwriting. So that's cool. I can identify with what you do, and I think that's really amazing. And you do a lot more than the, oh man, I look at your resume and the things that you're doing, philanthropy work, artist management. Mm-hmm. You write and sing as well, right?
I do. Well,
and your podcast, and it's amazing. Is there enough hours in the day for you?
Well, I stay busy all the time, as Jackson can tell you. I love what I do. I love music. Music is very therapeutic. Actually, when I was in doctoral school, I wrote a huge paper and did a huge study on music. And they still practice it out in California to this day.
Yeah.
There's a huge doctor out there that's a big supporter of mine. And he said, Mary, I'm still using your research. And wow. it's helped a lot of people with anxiety and sleep. And when we were doing the study, initially I thought I'd only get like 500 participants. And we got thousands and thousands of people.
Wow.
And they went from having a, if anybody knows anything about, and this is mainly about music, but... Mm-hmm. I went into this clinic and they were having a lot of trouble with their patients, getting their patients to show up for appointments, getting their patients to adhere to their regimens and what they were prescribed. And we couldn't figure out why. We were like, how can we help with this?
Yeah.
So when they came into the clinic, I did like 10 minutes of music therapy where they would lay their head on this pillow. It's called a dream pillow.
Mm.
And it vibrates the inner ear.
Okay.
And any kind of music that they wanted. And what it did, it relaxed your body within seconds.
Oh my.
And I sent them home with this pillow. And we did the study for about 6 months.
Uh-huh.
And I published the results. And the results were 95 to 99% of the people saw improvement. They were able to get off anxiety medicine, sleep medicine. Initially, after I think the first year, they were able to lose weight.
Wow.
But what we found was classical music and country, traditional country music, like Patsy Cline and stuff like that, really helped in this project.
Wow.
And people, they still use it to this day. Every time people come into the clinic, they will let them lay down on this pillow and listen to, you know, those two genres of music. So... I love it. I love music and how healing music is and how therapeutic music is. And they use it for Army vets in my program now.
Yeah.
And I look forward, like every 6 months, the results come out and it's something new.
Wow.
This year, they did the project with Army vets and PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, they did it with children who have autism.
Wow.
So... I'm just really thankful that music is here and I get to combine the two worlds and
manage
artists and do my medical and research. And it's
so
just
awesome.
Wonderful.
You know, we've always talked about the healing power of music anyway. And I really still believe in the fractured world that we're in right now. We need music more than ever to bring people together. So I really applaud you for what you do. And, well, you're living proof, you know, you're scientific proof that what it does for the brain. There was a book a while back I remember reading. This is Your Brain on Music. Do you remember that? Have you ever read that?
I have not read that, but yeah. I've heard about it.
You could probably write one of your own. I'm sure.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Like you would have time to write another book, would you?
Well, I've actually never written a book.
Haven't you?
I mean, I should. I really should.
Let's put that on our plate, Jackson. What do you think?
I think it's a good idea.
That's a good idea, right? Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I just love medicine and music. And I love taking care of artists. Okay. And I bring a very holistic approach to artist management.
Explain that.
Yeah. So when you take care of an artist, it's not all about do this deal, get it done, follow this path. It's all about the life that they live and helping them live the best life that they can doing music, because music is their passion.
Yeah.
So when you take care of an artist, my holistic approach is you take care of everybody with that artist. Wow. Their family. You meet them. I'm very big on meeting family of the artists because they're big supporters of the artist.
Sure.
I'm very big on whoever's in my circle, treating them like family. Because, you know, it's so hard out here in the music world. And I like to give people a leg up, not a leg down. Mm-hmm. I like to motivate them and be really positive because it's their dream. If I can help them at any point in their dream to get where they need to go, then I've done my job.
That is so awesome. That is very awesome. I wanted to ask, you talked about your dad being in the music business. Mm-hmm. Was he in the business?
He was, a long time ago. Uh-huh. He was an artist himself.
He was?
Yeah. He died when I was 11.
Yeah.
A lot of people know my family around Nashville, so. Uh-huh.
What was his name?
His name is Jerry Anderson.
Jerry Anderson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, my grandmother was also a big influence in my music. I grew up singing gospel in the church. I don't have any albums out there. I don't have any songs. I mean, I used to sing a song by Patsy Cline. It's called Walking After Midnight.
I love that song.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm better at managing than I am probably singing.
But you have a passion for that, too.
So I do.
It's cool that you share your passions. Well, you brought two of your artists that you represent today. And let's start with Jackson. Tell me a little bit about you, Jackson.
Well, I've been making music since I was about 15.
Yeah?
Maybe 16. I started actually singing when I was 18, though.
Did you? Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm kind of new, but I'm kind of, like, not new.
Mm-hmm.
I went to college for musicology at the University of North Alabama.
Wow.
Which, if nobody knows what that is, that's the study of music. I learned how to mix, I learned how to master, and I learned how to produce.
Wow.
And before I got full-blown into music, I've been on websites like SoundBetter, Fiverr, things like that, and people have actually paid me to mix and master their music.
He's a pro.
And even produce it.
Do you have your own studio then?
I did, but not anymore.
Okay.
So people don't really pay me to do that anymore, unless they're like old clients that come back, and I'll just do it for
You're
like
full
a short
blown
week.
Into the artist thing right now.
Yeah, I'm full blown into the artist. My goal is to get myself. My goal at the end of the day is to get really famous.
Good. Really famous.
Yes, that's the goal at the end of the day, is to really, really get up there. I want to get number one on the charts.
I like it. Manifest. Make it happen. Right. And next to you is the lovely Taylor Harris, and I guess we met before, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I believe we did.
Well, it's good to see you again.
Good to see you. I'm glad. Yeah. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You're from Louisiana. Is that
I sure am.
Yeah.
I sure am.
Tell us about where. And you know.
So I'm from a little town called Grant, Louisiana, and it's really small. Most people that know where it's at, they call it Fairview because our basketball team has been like number one in the state for like a couple years in a row, and they're the Fairview Panthers.
Wow.
So most people that know it, it's Fairview. So that's where I'm from. I grew up there. I was like 11, I think, when we moved.
Mm-hmm.
We were living in Denham Springs before we lived there, but I've been in Louisiana my whole life. That's where I'm from. So.
Music there, big influence? When did you start liking music?
So my daddy was a preacher, and he played guitar for our church so that he, you know, we could have hymns because we didn't have a piano player. He taught me my first three chords. I think I was 12 at the time, and it didn't take long. I started writing. I've always loved singing. If you can call it that, it might have been caterwauling early in the day. The poor cows had to catch the brunt of it. But that's where my love of music grew from there. You know, three chords, G, C, and D, right there.
You know? That's all you need. Three chords and the truth, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. How about we hear a song from you? I love your voice. And she's country, isn't she? Country. I love it.
What y'all want to hear?
Do you have one of your new songs you could play for us? Or one that's out there streaming right now? Is your music streaming everywhere?
So
I've heard
a good bit of it is out there. It's on Pandora, Apple Music, all that, Spotify and all that. I'm trying to get another four songs that I just recorded out. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping to have them by the first of the year out.
Good.
I can play you one of those.
This is the first of the year. Let's hear one of those. Okay. Yeah. All right. So we're kind of doing the debut thing right here.
All right. That'll work.
All right.
So this one's called Black Sheep.
Black Sheep.
So all right. I hope you like it. Cheat and lie. God didn't give me a poker face. It's not easy, it's black and white. Hell, I'm several shades of gray. Whether it's wrong or right, you're just looking for someone to blame. And I'm just a black sheep. Never been a follower, just being me. Tattoos on my body, and I don't care about what you think. If I get drunk, it ain't no kind of secret. If I'm stoned and everybody sees it, well, I'm just a black sheep. And I'm just a black sheep. When I come around, it sort of sounds like I didn't hear what you said. Blood ain't always thicker than water, and I couldn't give a damn. Might hurt your feelings, step on some toes, but at least now you know that I'm just a black sheep. Never been a follower, just being me. Tattoos on my body, and I don't care about what you think. If I get drunk, it ain't no kind of secret. If I'm stoned and everybody sees it, well, I'm just a black sheep. That you never think about, maybe even twice removed. That nerdy kid that you're picking on for being homeschooled. That blue collar worker dressed in rags while you're eating off a golden spoon. 'Cause I'm just a black sheep, never been a follower, just being me. Tattoos on my body, and I don't care about what you think. If I get drunk, it ain't no kind of secret. If I'm stoned and everybody sees it, well, I'm just a black sheep. And I'm just a black sheep. Just a black sheep.
Awesome. Wow, beautiful. Man.
Thank you.
Tell us about the writing of that song. All Ooh, biographical. Wee. Is that like the real you right Ooh, there?
Wee. That is a lot behind that song. Oh. So when I wrote that song, one of my family members had actually chapped my ass. And I... It's always been a running joke that I was the black sheep of the family, just dealing with the prejudice of people and growing up. And, you know, I had family that I felt like they pretended to be something else when they was around family, but who they was behind closed doors was a whole lot different. Mm. And that really bothered me because I felt like I was treated different because I just like to wear it all on the outside. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm tatted up, you know, from my knuckles to my chest, on my leg.
I've noticed you've got sleeves on now, which are beautiful tattoos on your hands.
Thank you.
Yeah, beautiful stuff.
I have hot pink hair, and I mean, I've kind of just been the rebel. I always looked up to Hank Jr. And
you know what? I was just going to say that I think that had a lot of Hank influence right there. And that's what I was thinking, the female Hank Jr.
So I always loved Hank Jr. because I felt like he went out there and he did his own self. He didn't have to follow his daddy's footsteps. He made his own brand of country music.
He sure
music.
Did. Yes,
and,
he did.
Like I said, I got my butt chapped and... I was so mad, and one of his songs had come on the radio, and I was on my way home, and I said, man, I've always said that I'm the black sheep of the family, you know, at the social gathering, so I said, that's going to be a song. So I got home, and I found those chords I liked right away, and I wrote half of it in like 10 minutes. I wrote the first verse and the chorus. I got so mad, I had to get up and go run. I was so mad just letting all these feelings out of just, you know, being disliked for being honest, for being who I am, not trying to put on any airs. If I cuss, I cuss in front of my family. If I do it in front of Mama. And if, you know, she knows that's me. That's who I am. I don't try to be nothing different.
That's good. I think authentic. Being authentic in any kind of music, but especially country music, is so important. I mean, you are you. And I like the way you describe the music, relatable music for everyday people. That's pretty cool. You kind of see you're kind of creating your own genre. A little bit here, a little bit there.
Thank you. I love classic country. Like I said, I love Hank Jr. That's my biggest muses is the old school country. And and I feel like that's like you said, being authentic, and you know, even though it's not as popular in today's culture, you know,
but it's there, out there, and there's a market for it. There really is.
I'm hoping to find it because that's where I want to be, man.
You look at young artists like Zach Thomas.
I love him. Ooh, I love him. Love his music. He's really making a movement. He really is. He's great.
Yeah, he really is. And it's been there all along. We just need somebody like him to.
Yeah, I hope to hop on that train. I want to ride it with him. Let's go. Let's.
Well, you're coming to Nashville, so you never know. Yeah. You're in the process of moving here now.
Yes, sir.
A big step, huh?
It is, and it's a couple years in the making. I made my first trip down here about 3 years ago, and I played at the Commodore Grill, and I was like,
place to play.
I felt so welcomed here. Versus I felt like in Louisiana, it's so cutthroat, you know, it's kill or be killed. And I don't want to live like that. I don't want to be like that. So when I came down here and everybody just welcomed me and want to help me, you know, I mean, I've met Miss Mary. Like these people just want to help me and nurture this talent. And I was like, man, I need to be there if I'm trying to make this work, you know.
Yeah.
And I told my husband then, I said, you know, I want to go there. Mm-hmm. I think that's where I need to be if I'm really going to do this 100%. And since then, we've just been working our tails off trying to make it happen. He was going through school. I was putting him through school.
Mm-hmm.
We had a baby along the way. Now we got another one, and this place was just dropped in our laps. It was God sent, man. It was just everything just fell right into place.
You just hit all the things that I love about this town, too. And I've been here 11 years, and it's just amazing. The friends that you make here, and you're right, everybody with open arms just help you. We all realize that all boats rise with the tide, you know what I mean? We hear us say that a lot, but it's so true. And the community here is amazing, you know, it really is. So from there, let's talk to what we call what Jackson is, a unicorn in this town, because you grew up here.
I did. I've been here all my life.
All your life. So you've seen it grow, and it's been wild, huh?
Yeah. I've seen Nashville grow. Like, there could be just a giant field, and next thing you know, there's going to be a million buildings right there.
Well,
Yep,
I hear you.
It's crazy.
And like, where I live on the east side in Hermitage, not too far from the airport, and there was, like, one empty field left, and I was walking through it one morning and just past this wooded area, and I found one of your descendants. You're a descendant of the person I found, who was Absalom Gleaves. And his cemetery here in Hermitage, and it became a real project and passion for me. In fact, I've got a new album coming out this year called Absalom. The song is streaming out there if you want to hear the story of Absalom. But you've got to be some kind of a relation to Absalom and Thomas Gleaves, who owned about all of this area here in Hermitage, huh?
So the thing about Gleaves is we originated in Nashville, and we just kind of expanded, and like none of us left. Yeah. Like, we're all just still here. You should see us get together on like Thanksgiving. It's crazy. Like it's just one giant Glees family.
It's fantastic. So what part of town did you grow up in?
I grew up in Hermitage.
In Hermitage, so right here.
Yep,
right here. Well, you're absolutely in the heart. Yeah, absolutely.
I was literally born at Summit Hospital right up the street.
No kidding. How about that? Wonderful. So where did your music journey begin?
Oh Lord, where do I begin? So it all began when I was 15 years old in Panama City Beach, Florida. Me and my family go there every year. We take a trip.
I love that area.
Mm-hmm. And I met this guy. His name was Gabriel Horn. Wow. And you might know him as Kid G.
Kid G.
Wow. So I was talking to him a little bit. We were on the beach together. He was with his friends. I was with my family.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were talking. And I was like, you know, I like to write a little bit here and there. And eventually we just collaborated on a song. And that song, as everyone knows today, is called Breakup Song.
Breakup Song.
And no, that's not the only songs I write. I get that question a lot. I don't just write breakup songs or love songs. I also write songs about daily life. But I collabed with him on a few songs, and then eventually I led on to bigger and better things. Me and him, we're not really in touch anymore, as he has had a baby. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he has his own family. I have my family.
Yep.
So now I'm just working on growing myself.
There you go. Yeah. And you got Dr. Mary to help you, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I got my manager to help me. Having a manager to me, like, she's the first manager I've had. It's kind of like having a mom, because like, she just, like, manages everything. So, like, while I'm doing, like, one thing, I'm hanging out with the family, you know, she's over here managing my music. So, it's just, like, it's good to know I have someone there to just, like hold it down for me while I can go handle my business.
That's so awesome. How did you guys meet? How did you guys meet?
Oh.
Or how we say, how y'all meet?
Well, I was living in an apartment in, it was Bowling Green.
Bowling Green?
And I made a post on Facebook. And I was like, man, I really need a manager. Like, I need someone to manage me. And then someone commented her ad. They added her on it. And I was like, I'll give it a shot. And so I did, and then we went from there. Wow. And then I met Taylor, and then I met everybody.
Yeah. How many people do you represent right now, Mary?
Well, Jackson is my main artist. He's my main priority.
Your main man.
My main man, yeah. And then I do have another artist. His name is Sugar Shane. He's more of a songwriter, though. Mm-hmm. I submit songs for him because he needs a manager to do that.
Well, that's good.
But he's had 2 number one hits on the radio.
Wow.
About his dad. But other than that, I mean, I help great artists. I call them collaborating artists, such as Taylor, where if she needs anything, she can reach out to me. She's not really signed to me, but I still help.
I'm like that redheaded stepchild, you know. I'm kind of just
black sheep, redheaded.
You know. I'm still there, though. I'm still there.
Yeah.
The redheaded stepchild with pink hair.
Yes, yeah.
Who's a black sheep, and we're covering it all.
Let's see. I've also got... Jackson has a team, so we have a team here. We have...
Tell me about a team. Who's all on a team?
Yes.
Tell me about a team. That's a thing. You hear that a lot in the business these days.
We do. So we have a PR guy who does PR and radio. His name is Caden Gordon.
Well, I know Caden.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on his show.
And he's fantastic. He manages our radio for us.
Well, good for him.
He gets Jackson on the radio.
Yeah.
That's a big thing.
In fact, I saw that you're on his charts right now. Top 10?
Number 10.
Yeah. Number 10. What's the song?
It's Faded Love.
Faded Love. And we're going to play that. Yeah.
Let's
Let's do it right now.
I was actually going to ask you if you could play that song, because like, that's the one like I'm mainly trying to get out there.
Is that the one you were crying? Well, tell me a little bit about the songwriting of that.
Well,
did you write it by yourself? Did you produce it? Tell me the story.
I can't write with other people. I just can't. Yeah. I tried it. Didn't work out. Okay. It's just like...
Doesn't always?
Yeah, it's just like I have an image, and I like to keep that image. The main question I get asked all the time is like, why'd you write that breakup song? Why'd you write that love song?
Yeah.
Okay, they're not always about, like, they don't always have to be about an ex or, like, your past, right?
Right.
I could go into Walmart and hear 2 people arguing, and I can easily just pull out my phone and just write down some notes real quick.
Yeah.
That's what I do. Like,
I find it in real life, huh?
Yeah, I just listen. Yeah. I just open my ears and I listen.
How do you define your music and what you do?
Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, but let me, like... You get the question all the, and I hate this question. What kind of music do you play? Have you created your own genre? Do you know how to, you know? And if you don't, that's fine. You know, You're kind of, because you span the genre, and this is the reason why I ask.
Yeah.
You're not, I think you've got a country influence, but you're so much more than that. You mixing the genres and coming up with your own thing is, I guess that's what I'm trying to
do. Yeah, so just like right now, my goal is I'm trying to mix pop with country. So for a little bit, I did just pop music. Obviously, that's what Break This Love is, just pure pop.
Uh-huh.
And then I did some country music, purely country.
Uh-huh.
So one day I just thought, and I was talking to my old lady, I was like, hey, like, what if I just combine them together?
Uh-huh.
And she was like, you better get to writing. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
So I started writing something, and I was trying to, like, mix it with pop and country. You know, the instrumental is kind of pop, EDM kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, like, when the bass drops, everybody will get up on their feet, and they'll start going.
There you go.
But the lyrics are kind of country. To where you can get into your feelings, or you can still get up and dance, kind of thing.
That's great. That's pretty. That's pretty much where the industry, the country music genre is.
I guess you could say I'm mixing like four different genres right now. I'm mixing pop, country, EDM, and dubstep together.
Oh my! Well, that's wonderful. And does this song pretty much epitomize that?
Which one are you playing?
Faded Love.
Faded Love. That's yeah. That's like pop country. That doesn't have any EDM in it. That okay. just And I told you before we started the show that this song is now remastered. You're okay. about to hear 16-year-old me singing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. This is 16-year-old.
So the new version coming out this year?
Yeah, so the new version is going to come out in 2025 on the new album. It's going to say remastered right beside it, just so people know that it's remastered. They sound different. Puberty's a thing.
Huh? Did you do the work?
I did, yeah, I did.
Good. You recorded this when you were 16.
Yeah, I was 16, almost 17, recording this. But again, puberty's a thing.
Okay? Your voice changes, doesn't it?
Yes, my voice is deeper than I was, so I sound like a little
more mature,
a little mini Justin Bieber. Let's put it that way.
Well, let's give it a listen and see what it's all about. This is the one that's charting, right? So.
Yeah, this one's rising.
We were shooting stars in the midnight sky. Never thought we'd ever say goodbye. Now the light is gone and I wonder why. We can't hold on no matter how we try. Pictures on the wall start to blur and fade. Echoes of our laughter like a serenade. Time wears down the love we once displayed. Now we walk on paths that never seem to break. Fading love in the rearview mirror. Once was close, now we're never nearer. Hearts apart, though it seems so near. Shed a tear. Late night talks with the moon as our guide. Memories like waves crashing with the tide. A thousand words that we can't confide. Now it feels like love has truly died. What happened to those promises we swore? Like whispers in the wind blown off to shore. The ties that held us can't seem to restore. And I can't feel the same like I did before. Fading love in the rearview mirror. Was close, now we're never nearer. Hearts apart, though you seem so near. Fading.
to those promises we swore. Like whispers in the wind blown off the shore. The ties that held us can't seem to restore. And I can't feel the same like I did before. We were shooting stars in the midnight sky. Never thought we'd ever say goodbye. Now the light is gone and I wonder why. We can't hold on no matter how we try.
Faded Love. Where'd you get the idea for that song?
So, man, when I was writing this when I was 16 years old, I will say, yes, this was about a breakup, and this was coming from a personal experience that I went through. And that was my first ever true love, right? And me and that girl, we were together for about 3 years. And then all of a sudden, we both just got a change of heart that was like, I think we should just go separate ways. Hence the meaning, faded love, meaning over time the love just kind of like disappeared, like it was just gone at that point. And so when I started writing that song, it just kind of like, it kind of all formed itself, like it came together by itself, really.
That's
like cool. When I started writing, I started with the first chorus, and then I went into the verses, and then it just all just came together. Like, I just didn't stop. I was like, wait, that sounds really good. And then I put the melody together, and then at the time, I lived with my dad. Obviously, I was 16. I had this piano. And so, usually, like, people start out playing guitar to get a melody going. Well, I use the piano to get a melody going because I'm good at piano.
Yeah.
And I can do it. And so, I went over to the piano. My mom came in there. My dad came in there. And they, like, literally my family was just in the living room. They were just like, that's a really good song. And I was like, yeah, no, but I'm not going to release it. Because at 16, I didn't know the first thing about releasing a song.
Of course not.
I didn't know whether to go through DistroKid, TuneCore, like what to do. I didn't know.
Those are distribution companies, if you're not familiar. They'll put it out there for you everywhere. So
yeah, but I didn't know that at the time. So I just kind of kept it in my files. And one night, you know, I was going through my files and I was like, wait, I remember this song. And I played it. And then my girlfriend comes over to me and she's like, what's that song about? And she sounded really jealous when she said it. And I was like, it's nothing. And she was like, well, it sounds really good. And I was like, you think I should release it? She was like, yeah, you should. I was like, okay. So I released that version. And then yesterday I made a remastered version of it.
Great.
So we should be seeing that come next year.
We'll definitely be looking for it. Thanks, Jackson. We're going to take a little break. We'll come back more with Taylor. I want more music from you, girl. Stay with us.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
You're listening to The Songwriter Connection with Dave Linehan. Find us on Facebook and YouTube at The Songwriter Connection Podcast. And find Dave at thedaveconnection.com. Now back to the show with your host, Dave Linehan.
Don't forget, if you're listening on YouTube, although we're not in a video podcast, you still can hear us there. It's important to be there. We get to the second most searched next to Google. So we're there. Just hit the like and subscribe so you never miss an episode. We're every Wednesday. I mean, we are just so consistent about that. And today we're very lucky here. Very first show of the new year, 2025. Dr. Mary Anderson and Healing Vocals with a couple of great artists, Jackson Gleaves and Taylor Harris. Taylor.
Yes, sir.
It's crazy time right now for you. Getting ready to move up north to Nashville. I remember when we moved to get here, all the work involved. It's crazy, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Well, I was praying over that trailer that it would make it that far, man. It was loaded down.
You had loaded it down.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And you had to make sure to bring a guitar.
Oh, absolutely. You never know when it'll inspiration will arrive.
I always carry picks in my wallet just in case there's a guitar where I'm going that needs some love.
Needs some love.
Yeah, because you can't have them just sit there and be lonely, mm-hmm. right? They got to be played. That's why they're made. Mm-hmm. And you've got a beautiful little tailor there, yes. Custom tailor. Yeah?
No, it's just a regular one.
Regular?
It's just a regular one.
He's beautiful. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, now, 2025, what does that year look musically for you?
I guess just it's a new year and a new me, basically, because I'm going to be in Nashville.
Yep.
So I'm just going to be trying to do the same thing I was doing in Louisiana. You know, I played two or three shows a week.
Really?
Write as much music as I can, you know, raise my youngins, and I'm just going to be trying to do that up here. So, you know, any door I can get into, I'm going to be trying to squeeze through it. So
good for you. Yeah. Well, you got the music and the voice to do it. How about another song?
Yes.
Tell us something, some more from this new project you're working on.
All right.
Love Black Sheep.
Thank you. So this is one I actually just recently wrote.
Okay. Fresh new music.
Like less than 3 weeks ago. A good friend of mine, she asked me to write her a song, and it's the first song I've ever wrote on demand like that.
Yeah.
She gave me the title track. She said, it's called You Get the Man.
You Get the Man.
And she gave that little drop to me, and I just went off with it, and she loves it, so I'll go ahead and play it.
Yeah, play it for us. Yep.
I loved him first, but he's your last. You're in his future, and I'm in his past. You'll meet his mama, and I'm his karma. I'm the crazy ex when you hear the drama. 'Cause I'm not the girl who gets a man settling down on a piece of land. For me he's wrong, but for you he's right. Now I wonder why. I get the one night stands, you get the ring on your hand, you take forever, and you get the man. I got the fight, but you'll get the roses. He's your knight in shining armor, but he left me broken. And why is he everything for you that he couldn't be for me? Broken promises he just can't keep.
smiling down on a piece of land. For me he's wrong, but for you he's right. And I wonder why I get the one night stands. You get the ring on your hand. You take forever. And you get the man. The girl gets a man, settling down on a piece of land. For me he's wrong, but for you he's right. And I wonder why I get the one night stands. You get the ring on your hand. You take forever. And you get the man.
Amazing song, Tim Harris. Awesome. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Thank you.
Fantastic. All the best to you in your new home here in the Nashville area.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
I'm excited about seeing you around with the writers.
Yes, sir.
Help you get out there any way I can.
Please, okay? And thank you.
Yeah. So, Dr. Mary, you've done a heck of a job with these folks right here.
Well, I can't really take the credit. I support them and I get them what they need and make those connections for them, but they have the talent.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. And I just cannot say enough good things about Taylor and Jackson and everybody that's connected with me. We're a big team. We're a big family.
Yeah.
And, man, I cannot wait to see what 2025 looks like.
I'm excited for you.
Yeah. We do have some news, though, to share with you about Jackson.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Jackson, you want to tell them about the one collab you're doing, the song? Are we allowed to say that?
I don't think I'm allowed to say it.
Because something really big happening in 2025.
Yeah, before I came on, I sent a text to someone. To see if it was okay to announce it, but they didn't get back to me because they are currently in another country, currently on a world tour.
Ah, okay. Well, wow.
They're really big and very country.
Mm.
So I'm going to have to go back to my country roots for a few songs.
Good.
You will be on that album, though.
You will be. That's great.
Awesome.
A song you wrote, or you're going to be performing on this?
What do you mean?
You're talking about this, what you can't talk about, this country artist. You have a song they were to record? You said they're going to be on the album?
Yeah, he's going to be featured on it.
Okay. All right.
So, a couple things I can say about the album is that there's 15 songs.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to get more featured artists on it.
Okay. Good.
Hence Taylor.
You've been pulling my legs. Yeah. He won't let me be.
I've been trying to get this girl on a song for weeks now.
Well, tremendous voice. You know what? You'll have to come back and tell us when it becomes fruition.
I will.
We're recording this now just prior to Thanksgiving for a January 1st release. So maybe by then, if you've got news, let me know and we'll put that on our Facebook page out in the socials as well.
May or may not be signing with one of the four big record labels by the time this comes out.
Well, that's awesome.
We can't tell you which one.
Yep,
can't.
Who are the four big ones?
Well, okay, there's Sony. Let's see, who else is
Warner Music?
Warner.
Big Loud.
Big Machine? BMG?
I think
they're under the same label now.
Yeah, okay.
Who's that next one? Okay, well, we may or may not can tell you.
One of the big ones.
Well, good. It'll be one of the big ones.
Well, keep me posted on that. Yeah.
Definitely will.
So, let's leave with a song that you talked about, that breakup song. And so I'd like to play it, Break This Love, which is not really country at all. But tell us more about. Is this the one you co-wrote with the gentleman on the beach, the G guy?
No,
this is different. Okay.
No, the song that we co-wrote was Gabriel. His song.
Yeah.
So, like, the way I started music is I was just purely ghostwriter.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
I had fun doing that. Okay. I had my time doing that. But now I'm just like, I'm on to bigger, better things now.
Okay. That's what she said. So, can we play Break This Love? Do you want to say anything about it?
I don't have much to say about that one. That one was just kind of like, what Taylor said. Like, I started writing and I just took off.
Mm.
Like,
that's, I love when that happens. It doesn't happen all the time.
No, it's rare that you get that much inspiration. But when it's all bottled up and you just let it spill.
Absolutely.
He did get a Grammy consideration for that song. It did not go into a nomination, but they were, they thought a lot about that. And the reason being is because he had so many streams. It was very popular. It was written from the heart.
You've had something like 40 million streams?
Yeah, so
it's crazy.
On SoundCloud, I put a Born for This album on there, and I ended up hitting 40 million on it.
That's awesome. People can find you on SoundCloud. Yeah. Also can find you on Spotify.
You can Google me and find me.
Good. Well, let's play the song. Break This Love.
No one's gonna break this love. No one's gonna break this love.
Break This Love. That's Jackson Gleaves. Thank you so much for being with us today. It was so good to meet you all. Really. Absolutely. Dr. Mary, thank you for your time and for reaching out to me. It's good to meet your continued success with what you're doing. I love the fact that you're mixing your passions and coming up with a whole new thing. And I know you're very busy, but continued success to you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Promise me you'll stay in touch, okay?
I will.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And Taylor, oh my gosh. Good luck with the move. And I know we're going to see you around town a little bit more.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. And thank you for listening at home. Certainly appreciate you joining us each week on the Songwriter Connection. Keep on writing, y'all. Okay.
We hope you enjoyed this intimate glimpse into the world of songwriting and found inspiration in the stories shared by our talented guests. Remember, the magic of music lies not only in the notes and chords, but in the emotions and experiences woven into every lyric. Until next time, keep listening, keep creating, and keep the melodies alive.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.